Part 2, Chapter 23, Gateway. The true champion recognizes that excellence often flows most smoothly from simplicity, a fact that can get lost in these high-tech days. I used to train with a world-class runner who was constantly hooking himself up to pulse meters and pacekeepers. He spent hours collecting data that he thought would help him improve. In fact, a good 25% of his athletic time was devoted to externals other than working out. Sports became so complex for him that he forgot how to enjoy himself. Contrast his approach with that of the late Abebe Bikila, the Ethiopian who won the 1960 Olympic marathon running barefoot. High-tech clothing and digital watches were not part of his world. Abebe Bikila simply ran. Many times in running and in other areas of life, less is more. Exercise 1. Today, in a highly competitive sporting world where one mistake or one slow reaction can ruin a sporting career, good vision is as important to sporting performance as good physical conditioning and consistent mental concentration. As physical conditioning has already proved its worth, more and more athletes will find value in visual conditioning. Many studies show that athletes have better visual abilities than the normal population. They are better at focus flexibility and reveal greater depth perception or better eye-hand coordination, as well as many other excellent visual skills. Their visual system is fine-tuned to aim, anticipate, and respond more quickly to complete a visual task. It has also been observed that athletes with excellent vision perform better than other athletes. In fact, today at the elite levels, vision is the one thing that makes a difference between a good athlete and an exceptional one. Exercise 2. In contrast to nature tourism, cultural tourism emphasizes human rather than natural environments. Specifically, it refers to tourism products where the primary attraction is the opportunity for tourists to experience a culture different from their own. The difference in the new culture may be relatively small if, for example, tourists are traveling between regions within Europe or North America. On the other hand, it may be quite considerable if wealthy urban tourists from developed nations are traveling to remote rural areas in developing nations. The degree of cross-cultural interaction between tourists and host community may also differ greatly between tours. The defining feature, however, is that the culture of the host community becomes part of the tourism product. The term cultural tourism does not in itself indicate whether the host culture is authentic or whether any cross-cultural interactions are mutually educational and respectful. These are issues that are incorporated in some conceptual approaches to ecotourism, but they refer to social impacts, not product packaging. Exercise 3. It wasn't many years ago that dog-talking owners would have been considered the crazy people on the block. Even now, people with old-fashioned misconceptions might still consider you a crazy person on the corner if you discuss your problems with your canine companion. But there's no reason in the world not to have an extended conversation with your pet. Go ahead. Talk about religion, politics, or the latest joke you heard at work. Many recent medical studies say you just might be better off if you and your pet get into a few heavy conversations. After all my years of being pulled into dialogue with my dogs, the prove-it-to-me scientific community is finally agreeing with me that you could actually end up happier, healthier, and better adjusted emotionally if you talk to your loving companion. Exercise 4. Dramatic changes and controversial developments are transforming the ways in which sport is experienced and understood. Many of the old ideas about sport embracing noble and educational values, offering disadvantaged peoples a way out bringing nations closer together, or creating healthy bodies seems increasingly to lack credibility. In particular, there are widespread concerns that economic and political forces are becoming too influential and are distorting the role and place of sport in societies across the world. Further, there were anxious and often confused debates about the impact of new technologies and cultures of consumption on the integrity of sport. In short, as we move through the 21st century, sport faces the most serious and important challenges since its emergence in its modern form in the 19th century.